From both an American and a heavenly perspective, our allegiance is owed to the divine truth of both God's natural and spiritual laws. Amen. That is where our allegiance is owed. Standing by the country, to use Roosevelt's phrase, to real Americans means standing by the country's established, constituted principles contained in the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights. How fortunate we are as Americans to have the natural laws of God enshrined in the framework of our founding documents. If you have not watched my 10-message series on natural law, liberty, and government, please watch it. Most pastors in America today do not even know anything about natural law. When we're talking about natural law, we're talking about God's laws of nature. Our country was founded upon God's laws of nature. Those laws are embedded in our Declaration of Independence and in our Bill of Rights. I have 10 messages in this package. You need to watch it. You need to read the book that John Locke wrote, The Second Treatise of Government. It's not that big, as you can see. This is the most succinct explanation of natural law in print. John Locke is the father of America's founding fathers. Thomas Jefferson borrowed heavily from this volume when he wrote the Declaration of Independence. When you read this book, you're going to think you're reading Jefferson. But you're not. Jefferson read Locke. And you're reading the source of Jefferson's scholarship. This is fundamental, basic, natural law, American History 101. John Locke, Second Treatise of Government. You need to read Frederick Bastiat's book, see it's not big, called The Law. All of these materials go into detail to describe, to discuss, and to explain the principles of God's natural laws. We have a giant volume called The Freedom Documents that we're going to publish again in May. You can start pre-ordering on May the 1st. We'll publish it in the middle of May. Over 50 of the greatest documents of American history in one book. You will read, when you read that book, you will read the hearts and minds of the founders, and you will understand the natural law principles that they inculcated into our framework as a young republic. Most Americans have no idea about their own history. It's not taught in public school. It's not taught in private school. It's not taught in Christian school. It's not taught in Catholic schools. It's not taught anywhere. The American people have lost touch with their own history, which is why we are repeating the mistakes of history past.
That's right.
If you don't know the history of your own nation, you're turning your nation over to what it was before it became a nation. And that's exactly what's happening in our country today. We are now, not will be in the future, we are right now what our founding fathers fought a revolutionary war to break free from. If our founding fathers were alive today, they would have declared a revolution years ago, decades ago. They wouldn't put up with what we have put up with one bit. But not only do we put up with it, we don't even know what's wrong. We really don't. I don't mean us in Liberty Fellowship. I mean society in general and the people that represent us at whatever level of government. I think I mentioned before, I mentioned in my column this week, I had lunch with a Republican county commissioner here in Kalispell several years ago. Did I say he was a Republican? Okay. During the course of our conversation, I asked him, calling him by name, and I said, what did you swear an oath to when you were sworn in as county commissioner? Simple question, right? What did you swear an oath to? You swore an oath, right? You took an oath. What'd you swear to? Would you repeat that, please? He stared at me. What seemed like an eternity. And then he finally said, I don't remember. The man put one hand on the Bible, he put another hand in the air, and he made an oath before God and before the people that elected him. And a few months later, he couldn't remember the oath he took. When I politely reminded him that his oath was to follow and honor the Constitution, his response was, well, I haven't read much about that. And I promise you, the vast majority of our elected representatives at every level are as ignorant of the Constitution and their oath to it as that man that I had lunch with. What we have now in Washington, D.C., and sometimes even in our state capitals, is gangsterism. It is a classic definition of gangsterism. Biden and Trump are two mafia dons fighting each other for power. Get mad at me all you want. I am telling the truth. These men are gangsters. And they govern like gangsters. Neither party has any intention of following the Constitution. In fact, they will do their best to ride any member of their party out of Washington if they do not buckle to the intimidating power of the family. I gotta calm myself. Pray for me for the next 5 minutes. This is what the Trump mafia did to Montana's House Representative Matt Rosendale. Matt just announced a few days ago his resignation from his House seat due to threats he and his family have received. Now, where do you suppose those threats came from? They did not come from the Democrats, I promise you. Where did they come from? In my heart of hearts, I know they came from the mafia Don Donald Trump. Not directly, of course, through his toady subordinates. Matt was the only genuine conservative constitutionalist representing Montana in Washington. He's the only one. He even had the guts to oppose Trump over some of Trump's unconstitutional conduct. In a gangster's world, you cannot do that. Pardon me, but Steve Daines is nothing more than a toady for Mitch McConnell's big government establishment cabal. Ryan Zinke is an unconvicted thief, swindler, criminal, and narcissistic shill for all things Ryan Zinke. Tim Sheehy is a Daines establishment sycophant. Matt was a principled conservative constitutionalist. And for fear of threats to his life and family's life, he resigned his seat in the House of Representatives. This is not democracy. This is not republicanism. This is old-fashioned banana republic gangsterism. You do what we say or we will kill your family. That's not America. I know what it's like to be threatened. I know what it's like to wear a bulletproof vest for extended periods of time. I know what it's like to be shot at. I know how intimidating it can be. And I'm not going to pretend to put myself in Matt's place. I know he did what he thought was best for himself and for his family, and I appreciate that. And I would never judge his decision or his heart. But the entire state of Montana lost its only constitutionalist champion in Washington, D.C. I hope you know that, Montana.
Yeah, thank you, Pastor.
And you need to understand that the Montana hierarchy in the Republican Party is just as corrupt as is the Democratic hierarchy in Montana. Quit talking to me about all we got to do is elect Republicans to public office, and everything's going to be fine. Now, Greg Hinkle told me that just a couple days ago that Ed Walker has a genuine constitutionalist track record, and this is the man we should support to replace Rosendale. So you can bet that the establishment Republicans will be out in force against Ed Walker. So spread the word, if you would, for Ed Walker. Now would not be a good time to take my blood pressure, Dr. Annie. I am sick at this. Sick to my soul that this could happen in Montana. But again, we're talking federal level. We're talking Washington, D.C. If America's pastors, it always comes back to the pastors, always will. If America's pastors were more concerned over representing the heavenly doctrines of the New Jerusalem instead of promoting the hellish doctrines of Zionist Jerusalem, God would again show favor to our country and give us real leaders instead of the corrupt cabal of gangsters and devils that we have now. I am exercising good citizenship of both heaven and America by telling the truth. And standing four square upon God's natural and spiritual laws. In the priority of our finances, in our personal relationships, and in our patriotism, we must put first things first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.